T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Over.
Oh, God, was that amazing. Shaka Khan.
Come on through, Shaka. Come on through.
It's just glorious.
Lord. Somebody said, Shaka, in what key are you going to sing? Shaka's
all
answer,
them.
All of them.
Yeah,
every single
you.
One of them.
Yep.
Damn right.
What's
got
up,
a
Lawrence?
Damn street named after her. Shaka damn Khan. You better put some respect on her name.
Is it Shaka Khan Drive or is it Shaka Khan?
I think it's Shaka Khan. It's Shaka Khan Avenue on 53rd and Hyde Park.
Yeah.
That was really.
Damn right.
Really quite something. Lawrence Holmes is here. We were Lawrence Holmes yesterday. It was fun.
It was.
I know,
I felt
right?
better about myself, I'll tell you that much.
It's fun being me, isn't it?
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's not bad.
I felt marginally younger. He felt considerably older. You know.
Considerably older is,
I didn't
is correct.
Say considerably, you know, slightly.
It's the truth. Hello, man. How
hey.
Are you guys?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. How did you guys enjoy yesterday's 5-hour festive thing?
That used to be every day for me, so it's no big deal.
We had a lot to talk about, too. I mean, between the All-Star game, between everything that came up, we had Joe Cowley on twice because his phone was bad the first time, and then we talked to him the second time with everything that's going on, and might go on with the Bulls. And don't worry, Lawrence, they're gonna bring you a new name so that new name can likely fire Jim Boylan and then do the same thing that the old names have been doing. That's the expectation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
just be a part of whatever it's been.
If you're going to fire Jim Boylan, though, that's not all bad.
Step one.
I mean, we all know, right? We look at him and we know, and you talk to people around the league and they kind of know. He's not good at this.
No.
He's
How about what Mark Schadowski told us today?
I didn't hear. What did he say?
Oh, it's great.
That they're so afraid of him stepping on his tongue when he talks that they rarely let him do interviews, and when he inevitably has an availability, he's the way he describes it, he's surrounded by media relations people. They said if you want to talk to him, you have to vet, you have to bounce everything you're going to ask him off of the media relations department so they can prepare him. Like, he cannot be trusted to speak to the point where they have to hover over him to make sure he doesn't say something stupid that they got to clean up.
Is that really the guy that you want
right,
fronting
exactly.
your organization?
Or the guy thinking about basketball, even. Think about
Meanwhile,
what that says.
For better or worse, whether you like the politics of it or not, there are reporters that go around the NBA asking head coaches their opinions on the president. I mean, you see, there's a big swath in between I don't talk about injuries to here are my thoughts on race relations in the United States.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, whether you like those coaches
stances. And most of those coaches are pretty good at trying to explain how they feel about any particular subject. And then if you get them, most coaches, when you get them talking about basketball, you know, the thing they do for a living, they're really good about doing that too.
You know what we could do in my basketball world? We could hire Stan Dam Van Gundy. Because you could ask him about anything and he'll talk about anything, and he reads, he's smart.
He's
he knows
also
the game.
A really good coach.
And he's adorable.
I'd be fine with that, although maybe you want to go in a different direction. I don't know.
I'm not pushing for it necessarily because Eric Musselman is still
can we,
my guy. But
can we not talk about them? Like for real? Like can we move on to anything else?
Yeah, I forgot something I was going to mention.
What?
This has to do with having worked the 5-hour shift yesterday.
Okay.
So
5-hour energy.
No, it puts me 2 hours behind schedule. Which says then I had to write, and then I get to the gym, and I got to the gym, crowded gym, and like crowded sauna, and I had to wait for the recumbent bike that I like.
Oh.
And it was just, the worst. So then I finally get out of there, And the kids start texting, when's dinner? When's dinner? Why are you not home? What time is dinner? When are we having dinner? What are you making? What's for dinner? Can we have lamb chops? Can we have steak? Can we have this? I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of this crap. You know, you're 18. You're 15. You're still texting me over and over again asking about dinner. So I go to the...
And isn't your daughter like a fairly accomplished...
Yes.
Yeah, like chef.
Right.
Like,
but she, so they're definitely your children is what you're saying.
Right. So I'm like, all right, all right. I was one step away from Nick Nolte in 48 hours getting the Zag Nut. By, here's your damn dinner. So I remembered what Connor said that his roommate did at Wisconsin when he would row crew.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I said, and I'm thinking, that's dinner tonight.
Yes.
So I got two cans of Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
Right.
And a box of Ritz crackers.
There damn you go. Right.
You take the Ritz crackers, you crumble them in the package because you do it outside the package, you know, all over the place, and you dump the whole damn thing into the soup.
That's I said, you know what you get for dinner? Sodium. You get
so much.
You get
sodium.
Cans and a box of sodium.
Sounds
for
like
dinner.
A delicious dinner to me.
You know what? It was great.
Of course it was.
It's fantastic.
You know what? Campbell's chicken noodle soup is the truth.
You're damn right it is.
It's absolutely so good.
Fantastic. Are you kidding me?
My roommate in college, he was Hans. He was rowing crew. He used to eat
Gruber?
Two of the. No, it was Hans Hebel.
Okay.
His brother's name was
Hebel.
Hans Hebel.
His brother had to be Franz.
It actually was.
Asian Dawn?
He had a brother. I read about them in Time Magazine.
Time Magazine.
Two of those, the chicken noodle soup and an entire box of Ritz crackers, and would go through 7 or 8 Mountain Dews a day. Crew team.
He died D1, at 26.
Top tier. No, I mean, you're going through that many calories in a day, and it doesn't matter what you're putting in your body.
So I had 3 roommates senior year. Two of which were teammates on DePaul's baseball club. My other roommate, shout out to Eli, I'm not going to say his last name, he loved to blaze. Like, that was his thing. Like, everyone knew him on campus as a dude that liked to blaze. I didn't smoke. My other two roommates didn't smoke. But I tell you that because I want to tell you the story about my roommate, Jacob, who, big dude, he played first base for us. He turned down a partial scholarship at Hawaii to play football, to take an academic to DePaul. I love this guy to this day. He's one of my favorite people. He went through a whole thing of you just get into these ruts where you only want one thing. Mm-hmm. His thing was brownies. Now, it's funny because I have the pothead roommate.
Right.
This isn't the pothead roommate. He would literally go to the store, buy brownie mix, make brownies at 2 in the morning. But you're thinking, well, you're going to have that again, so why don't you buy it in bulk?
Make more brownies.
Yeah.
Literally every night for about 10 days,
no.
He would go to the store, get the brownie mix, come back, make brownies. Instead of buying a week's worth of brownie mix, and it just became a ritual
maybe
for him.
Maybe he liked the going to the store. I understand.
That's what I guess.
Maybe there was somebody he was going to the store with.
It's possible.
Seeing on the way.
He pretty much married her, so I'm guessing.
There you go.
Was it the what used to be the Dominic's at Sheffield and Racine?
Yes.
Okay.
Going over there and...
That's one of those nice fancy
grocery stores. I think it's a Whole Foods now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
Trader
so.
Trader Joe's or Whole Foods? That was always at Dominic's?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, where are you going? Yeah. And then 2 days in, you're like, oh, you're going to make brownies again in the middle of the night.
College for me was basically Cheez-Its and Coca-Cola. So that was about it.
Brendan McCaffrey?
Oh, it was just ridiculous. But the upfront cost of buying the bulk, you know, the big package of Cheez-Its, you know, the multi-box thing, that was a little much for me. In college,
all I'm saying is,
cost
how about you
high.
Buy 2 or 3?
Sure, that's fair. Probably could have.
You don't have to buy them all, but you know you're going to make brownies the next day.
Yeah, our problem is when the delivery services by senior year started taking food points. When all of a sudden, which is like, it's free.
Oh, like your meal plan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a problem.
The meal
like,
plan's great.
It's a
big
problem.
You could call Domino's. You could call Wild Bill's that had the meatball subs with the hot peppers on them. And it's like, oh, this is like not... cash. This is part of the meal plan where it magically just refreshes and somehow the magic numbers show up there of points that aren't real money here at
dude, I was an RA.
Camp.
I had the RA meal plan.
Oh, the Cadillac.
Fam. Whatever.
Really?
Like multiple leftover trips, money the at the end of the quarter.
Wow.
Always ended up with like pallets of Gatorade and anything else that we needed at the end of the quarter.
Run out the black market? Could you foist those?
I was in
like Winona Ryder in singles.
Yeah, you know,
the gas card.
Gonna run those things around.
Man, it was just great. Just like, here you go. Yep, we got everything we need for the summer.
Yeah, I'm going through it now as we look with my daughter and starting to arrange it, because now we've got orientation and we've got stuff. We got to look at the meal plans now. What they do on some of these college campuses, what's happened to the level of cuisine and like how healthy everything is and how.
There's a lot of like dietary restrictions. Like the people, they're stepping their games up.
They really are. But it's like super healthy stuff. I'm like, well, where are you going to find your crap? This isn't college food. This is grown-up food.
It's happening everywhere, too. I was walking through the Thompson Center the other day. And, you know, you guys have been to the Thompson Center, and downstairs, it was just, you know, your meat and potatoes, fast food restaurants and stuff. It got dark there in some places. But there's like, you know, the all green place, and there's one with just falafel, and there's one with, I mean, it's just, all this stuff is super healthy now. All the money's in.
Has there been a school that you know your daughter's not going to pick? That you were like, honey, you should, because this is, you should pick this place, because I would pick this place.
You know, it's funny that I was afraid of saying, if I say I would pick this place, that it would scare her off.
Like immediately it's off the list.
Yeah, because you know, it's just kids react that way. But my whole goal was to not judge, was to be objective. And, you know, we got a little bit of consultation help to put a cloud of schools together and say, this is what we should think about. But she knew going in. She said, look, I want Midwest liberal arts school, small but not too small, close enough to a major city, but not in a major city. And once we started checking boxes and once we started looking at everything.
That's pretty good criteria by her.
And when we went to the presentation that Denison University did down here, it was so well done. It was so professional. It was so nice. It was so high end that I came out of there and I said, wow. I told her, and I said, you know, if I really had it to do all over again, this is a place that I definitely would have considered because they're just awesome.
I think about that all the time. Like, what would I have done if I had a chance? And I heard you, God, was it Thursday or Friday? You said that what matters is the day that you go.
The weather on the day you visit.
Sure.
And I thought about that because that played a significant role in me not going to the University of Illinois. Because I got down there and it was one of those things where I had been accepted. We got down there and I was like, oh, it was May. So South Farm smell.
Oh,
and I was like, not here. That's not
like,
4 years of
like
this.
The Decatur smell.
Like, this is not happening. And I was like, I told him, I was like, get me. We are not going here. That is
out. Like, you sound like Lovie Smith's wife.
Wow. I mean, you're not.
Well, all right then.
Well, you're listening to WSCR, HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. But yeah, that was like, this is not the move right here.
We toured the University of Minnesota. And if you've been to that campus, it's split in half by the river, right? And there's the bridge that goes over.
That was the day I got the talking to from Roger Goodell's flax.
Well, you need one of those every now and again. It tunes you up.
Because, you know, that was the day where Brett Favre was listed as out.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
And then he started.
That was the game at TCF.
And this is his last game. Corey Wooten ended his career.
Yep.
And I could not believe how angry. Like I was talking, I was in the gym with like different Bears officials, how angry they were that this was being like. I told one person, I said, Favre's starting. And they're like, no, Favre's out. He can't start. It's like, no, he's starting. And the person like got off the treadmill and stormed out of the room. Wow. And then I saw that person. They're like, the commissioner's here. Why don't you ask the commissioner about this? It's like, oh, I plan on it.
Sure.
And then I asked again. And then afterwards I got the, who are you and who do you work for?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them?
I did. Yeah. You know who I work for. Damn it.
Wow.
Sorry, Connor. You were saying.
No, it doesn't. Now I'm just angry at commissioners' offices and how they handle things.
Dude, I was sitting in the room on Saturday at Adam Silver's press conference.
Right.
It's a whole different world between him, Roger Goodell, Gary Bettman, and Rob Manfred.
Well, you heard,
it's a whole different world.
It's gone underplayed some, but you heard Rob Manfred give the congratulations to Jared Diamond when he was talking the other day, right?
Yeah, how about
Jared
that?
Diamond of the Wall Street Journal gets this report about the communication that went between the Astros and the league. It's like, congratulations, you got your hands on a private communication. Good for you. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's what my job is.
It's
right?
called reporting.
He asked for it. He didn't steal it from somebody.
I told you guys last week, and I stand by it. The commissioner of baseball doesn't like baseball.
No.
And that's a problem.
He likes winning contract negotiations.
It's a small thing to be embittered about, but him referring to the trophy that has his job on it.
I know you did. You heard Justin Turner.
Justin Turner say?
Oh, he let him. He should have.
That's ridiculous. Like, that is ridiculous.
He said, Justin Turner, in a brilliant turn of phrase, said, the only thing that's actually devaluing the trophy is the fact that it says commissioner.
Yes! How can you have a guy leading a sport that he doesn't care about? And it just...
trophy, which, by the way, is called the commissioner's trophy. So, for him to devalue it the way he did yesterday is just tells me how out of touch he is with the players in this game. And, you know, at this point, the only thing devaluing that trophy is that it says commissioner on it.
The one good thing that has come from this is that voices are being raised.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball has notoriously been a sport where people kind of go, I don't want to talk about any of this.
Right.
And there's a couple of though that's still happening. There's a couple places where that's still happening. But the fact that Mike Trout was like, yo, these dudes are cheating.
Chris Bryant, Nick Markakis today. They deserve a beating.
I'm with them wholeheartedly on it. So, gentlemen, I am going to spend some time talking about that, my All-Star experience over the weekend. And I want to talk about Chris Bryant in greater detail. I want to talk about the Cubs overall. I don't know if we're even going to get to the Bulls, which makes me happy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.